Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, August 30th, 2015. Another month has almost completed, flown by, zipped by, disappeared, and what have we done? That's what we're here to make sure that we stay on track with our daily lives, our activation of our awareness such that we are totally in tune with what's happening in nature, what's natural for us, so that we're communing with all the elements, because all the whole universe is made up of the same vibrations that make up the elements. So as within us, each individual person, those same elements are composed of the same structures in the universe. So that's why when we are here on this path with Dr. Pillai, he's teaching us all these simple secrets. The knowledge is out there in bits and pieces, but he brings it all together so that you can integrate it in a way that's very practical for you. So those of you who are joining for the first time, welcome. And those of you who have been joining since our inception of this free weekly call service offered at Pillai Center, welcome to you again, and thank you for joining. So my name is Sucharita, in case I haven't said that. you're going to hear me laugh a lot. Well, when it's appropriate. I won't be laughing if it's not appropriate. However, one of the things that Dr. Pillai has shared over the years with everyone in programs is that we get pretty serious about our spiritual path, and we get so into it sometimes that we are too focused and too one-pointed, and then we forget about living a balanced life. We don't even think that that is important. And then comes a day where we say, hey, whoa, nothing's happening here. And it's kind of true in a way, because if you're just one-pointed and you're only focusing on your spiritual path, chances are that you're going to be ignoring your material pursuits, or you're going to be ignoring what's outside of you. So your relationships, your job, your career, maybe you're half-heartedly doing it, or you're just doing it because it's to earn the living, you know, to pay the bills. And then maybe your health is because you're so doing your spiritual practice, you don't get up and moving around. And so that can happen. And it does happen. And we've heard it from many people who first land on Dr. Pillai's, any of Dr. Pillai's websites, AstroVed, Pillai Center, or any of the program websites that are offered for free, or you know, through the YouTube or through the any of the videos that others have shared. So we get immersed in it because it's just so magnetizing. It's so inviting. It's such like our soul is so thirsty for this knowledge. And it's very practical, so it's like makes sense. And then we dive into it, and we are doing it like crazy focus, and we get so immersed in it. And then all of a sudden, we go, oh my God, how am I going to pay the bills? Or you're so immersed in it that you ignore your work. And then all of a sudden, your boss comes and says, you know, maybe thinking that you could be better off somewhere else. Or your husband, wife, kids, you know, relationship, your personal relationships, they all go, yeah, we haven't heard from you in a while. So we just thought that, you know, you were doing your own thing and can't relate. So, and then your health goes. So these are the main areas of the life that we can forget about easily if we're not remembering it. It kind of makes sense, right? So we want to remember everything is important in our lives. But then it's like, oh my God, what is the priority? Well, my spiritual path is my priority, and that's what I'm going to do. Yes, do it. But do it in a way that you can set some time apart from your daily activities. It might be at the beginning of the day. It might be at the end of the day. That's when, you know, most people are sleeping. Things haven't started in the beginning of the day, and they have ended at the end of the day. So that's when the consciousness of your, maybe your household or maybe the city, the surroundings, everybody's settling down. So the consciousness is in that state of more settle. It's not busy, busy, busy. So that might be more natural for you to do before everyone gets up and gets going. And then, or after everyone is, winding down the day, or even when they're asleep. So those are kind of two practical tips that I'll share with you right now, where you can look at your practices and look at what you're doing right now and see, okay, hey, I've tried everything else, and you know, I know I'm supposed to do this, and I know I'm supposed to do that in other programs. Maybe there was one program that Dr. Pillai shared, or maybe a couple of programs, where he has said, you know, get up at 2 in the morning and meditate till 3 or 4 or 5. There was another program where he said, get up at 5 and go till 8. There was another program where he said, 4 till 6. And those were for that program. And if that works for you, great. That was the program that set the tone. Now, if it's not working for you, program's ended, and you're in a new program, and now he says, okay, just do meditations whenever you can. Whether you're sitting on the bus or sitting on the train or sitting in your car and you're just listening on your iPod or on your car phone or whatever it is that you've got your music hooked up to, your iTunes. And then you can do it that way, or you can do it during your breaks, or you can do it, whenever you can do it. You don't necessarily even have to listen to the full-on meditation or the chant or the mantra. Is that you can start, after a while, start to do it on your own. And then eventually it will come to a point where those mantras will just pop into your mind, and then you just start finding yourself lip-syncing it. Oh, I'm saying this mantra. Great. That's the being. The being is behind the mantra. So mantras are words with vibrations that bring about change in your life. So simple sounds that, they're very simple, but they're very powerful sounds, and they're usually made up of a few syllables. And then those syllables are packed with the energy of that divine being. And that divine being wants to instill in us this consciousness that we are missing. Or it's not been activated in us. We've been missing it. But we have to remember to bring it forward. And so the sounds are what is going to create that vibration around you. It's like almost like, you know, this magical transmutation that happens. And then the transformation happens behind the scenes, meaning we're not completely aware of it or understand it until we start to see the changes in our lives. And then we go, oh, my God, it's related to these sounds I'm doing, these mantra practices I'm doing, the meditations that I'm doing. There was one guy on a call yesterday, the Ultimate Teachings Program. We've been having preview calls. So the program hasn't officially started. It won't start until September 5th. So those people who are still wanting to find out more about that, then please send me an email, sucharita@plycenter.com, and I will happily have a discussion with you about the program and how it can help you, and then figure out what it is that you need to do to get that service started and get yourself into it. Because this is the last teaching of Dr. Pillai for a full year program. And, you know, we don't want to instill in you, oh my God, it's going to be the last time and this is it. But in your soul will know. All those people out there where they've been saying, you know what, I've been investing in everything else in my life. And it's these, if you add it all up, these silly things that we invest in to bring about some temporary happiness or some temporary change, we've seen that. We can look in our lives and see historically. And then we don't really immerse ourselves in a full transformation program. And if that is available as an option for you, you can fit it into your schedule, you know, time-wise, financially you can do it, and then energy-wise you can do it too. Like you're ready for it. That's what I mean by the energy. It's aligning with you, and it's crying out to you, come on, just do this thing. Then, you know, give me a call, and then we can talk about it. Or figure out something else that's going to be more appropriate for you to do at this point in time. So, you know, getting back to this guy who's in the program, and he was saying, you know, I've been studying the Millionaire Yoga program that's offered through Pillai Center. And since I've been doing it, which wasn't for very long, he says, my business, I'm so busy now in my business. It's, you know, day and night I'm working. And he says, I can't, you know, it's great because this, I said, well, what did you attain it? You know, why did you get this, these kinds of results? And he goes, it was from the Millionaire Yoga program. I just followed it. I just did the mantras. I just did the meditations. And I really wholeheartedly immersed myself in it. But now I'm doing so well in my business, but it's like, it's too much, it's overwhelming, I need to get a balance. So now he's taking the Ultimate Teachings program, and he says, you know, I want evolution in my life, I want to understand how I can, you know, get control of these sounds so that they don't make me to work too hard. And that's what will happen, is that as you practice with these, do the practices with any of the programs, it lays down the foundation that has been, you've been maybe ignoring, or you've been missing the true essence of it. And then also you've been closed down to the way the divine is going to show you now how to navigate moving forward. So it's kind of interesting that some people are saying, you know, I'm doing these sounds and these mantras and shrimrizi, you know, and nothing's working. And then you got other people saying it's just making me to be too busy and to making too much money. So it really, so why does that happen? Why? What's the big discrepancy here? And then there's people in between, you know, everybody's experience hit and miss kind of thing. And it really, it comes down to what Dr. Pillai is sharing these days is your faith. And we've been talking about it, you know, sharing our experiences, discussing about it on these weekly calls and in other programs as well, where faith is something that has to flow through us. It, in fact, is the first miracle. You know, if you can have faith every single second, fraction of a second of your life being, you know, behind everything you say and everything you do, and you know it. It's not just something that you know about and then you forget about, oh yeah, I remember now, I have faith. It's not something like that. It's like this force that is built up inside of you, and it keeps pushing outward so that you can't even, you're out of control of it. You know, so the grace is coming through, this force of faith is coming through. It's like Christ said, and all the masters will say, I don't have these special powers, I don't have these city powers. It's just this grace coming through. You know, in Christ's case, Jesus just puts his hand on someone, picks up some mud, and then puts it in their eyes and says, puts it on their eyes and says, okay, you can see again. And the guy says, yeah, I can see. And how does that happen? Because the person is ready to receive the healing. Christ is just there. He's the divine tool, and he's ready to give it. Now, he doesn't say, you know what, I'm gonna, somebody says, can you give me like $1 million? That's not his thing, right? So we want to go to the right being who will give us the tools, or the consciousness, gives us the tools that brings that consciousness through. So we want to, if we want wealth in our money, or we want wealth in our money, yes, if we want wealth in our lives and money in the bank, we need to have that consciousness that keeps it in the bank and then keeps bringing the wealth consciousness forward. But then with that wealth consciousness, the intelligence to use it wisely. So going back to this guy who was saying, you know, I have so much business and everything, I don't know what to do. So there's very simple things. If you're a businessman or a businesswoman, you will be able to really see that. Or even if you're not, you'll be able to say, well, why don't you get some help? Why don't you get someone else to, you know, hire someone who can do the things, you know? So these are very simple things, but he's, you know, open to whatever the consciousness is coming in and saying to him. So that's, he's going to discover that. You know, he didn't ask, oh, can you tell me, or it wasn't like that kind of coaching. It was just, there's just, he's over in overwhelm mode right now. And most of us are at some points in time when we're seeing such tremendous transformation in our lives and shifts in our lives that we're in overwhelm. And the tendency, the first thing is to be confused, you know. The second thing is to lose faith. I'm doing all this stuff and I just can't even get it straight. I don't know what to do next. So that's kind of a mix-mash of you know, emotions, and there's confusion. But that's what's going to happen in your life when you're building a new foundation for yourself in your life, or you're going in a new direction in your life. You had to kind of destroy or leave the old way behind. And it was not easy, and it wasn't a happy experience. Even if it was happy for you, maybe the other person it wasn't happy for. So there's all that stuff that's the turmoil. A lot of turmoil is going on. That's natural. But how long you go into the turmoil is up to you. So if we have faith, meaning that utter positive energy, that divine energy that says, yes, you can do anything, it's one-pointed. You know, divine is one-pointed. It just says, I want to give this to you. Here's where you go to do that. Well, it's not working, it's not working, it's not working. Then go to a divine being that says, go get faith and establish faith inside of you. That's the consciousness that is missing. So, yes, you can do your practices to establish wealth and that consciousness that is going to create that energy or force field or that magic around you, that you will attract situations to you that are just come out of nowhere, and they're so fulfilling and rewarding on many levels. There are, you know, again, if you need to have the consciousness to bring up your health, then you're going to pray to divine beings who are going to remove obstacles that you have been in the way of you taking the steps to get into action, to get physical. You know, you're going to pray to planets that are very rajasic or very fiery or energetic or activity-oriented. You know, Mars is one. Saturn is a slower one, but over time, if you pray to Saturn, it will give you that perseverance, that persistence. You'll just keep going step by step by step by step, depending on how long you've not been paying attention to your health, well-being, you know, and then so on. So these divine beings are coming around every year at a specific time where they're coming to the earth plane. It's their you know, we always refer to it as their party. It's their birthday. It's their time. It's just their, that vortex or that window is open to other realms beyond this earth plane and also connected to this earth plane. So that's why they want to come, because in divine realms, everything happens in fractions of a second. You know, as we go into outer space, you can go out into outer space for 8 hours and it's like 8 years go by. So that's how fast things can happen, you know, in relationship to what happens here on the earth plane. Right? So we want to get that knowledge that's happening and that ability to do things really fast. So whatever we could do in 8 years, we could do in 8 hours. And that's what you will happen if you have faith, meaning that divine energy, that grace is flowing through you all the time, and then you tune in. Just like you're tuning in here today, you had lots of different options. And for some reason, your soul is saying, hey, I like this food, it's yummy here. I want to absorb that. My soul is thirsty for that kind of conversation or the kind of meditation or whatever is going to go on, the interaction, the discourse that is going to go on here today at this point in time. And then, hey, I'm off with the rest of my day, and I feel fulfilled at that soul level, and then I can express that in my life hereafter. So that's what we want to do, is we want to tune in to the right frequency where we are going to be in alignment with that energy of that archetypal being that has been there since eternity. And then if you have that divine eye or that ability, like the sages and the masters and all the saints and siddhas and God-like men coming and women to the earth plane, and they had that ability, and they could just see it, and they went, oh my God, who are you? Oh, well, I'm the guy who can give you instantaneous manifestation abilities. Would you like that? You can just enjoy your life, and whatever you want, you just pray to say these sounds, you immerse yourself into the service, you come to the party that I'm going to be at on a special day of the year. And when you immerse yourself in that wholeheartedly, it doesn't matter if you have the money to do it or no money to do it, you just pay attention. And you remember, even if you don't know anything about it, your soul remembers. And remember, it's your soul bringing you to this, not your mind. Your mind says, I'm going to do 1,000 other things. And that isn't even you anyways. Mind is just like a ticker tape, like on the stock market. It's just stuff going by. And it looks like it. But then when you look behind that screen, it's just a bunch of lights flashing. Right? So really, it's like there's things going on behind the scenes is what I'm saying. So if you know, if you have that knowledge, you don't get too stressed out about it. You go, oh, okay. So all I need to do is show up and then pray to these divine beings or be in communion with people who are on the earth plane now, teachers are on the earth plane now, spiritual aspirants who are on the earth plane now that can connect with my wavelength of thinking. So we're all on the same wavelength. We're all connecting to this energy, and that is building. And then we immerse ourselves in it, whether we're online or in person, whether we go to a temple, or we do whatever we do. It doesn't matter because everyone is tuning in at that time, and the focus is there. And then the divine says, oh, great. More power to you. So there's more people at the party. The party's going to be more exciting and a lot of energy. And then when you pull that energy into you, it's unmistakable that when you went to there, you had such a great time, for one. The deity or that archetype, that energy of the being had poured it into you for that period of time, 24 hours. And just imagine 24 hours, whatever that is, in light years away, right? You pull that energy. Let's just say, for example, and I'm just saying this is an example. It is not the truth. This is an example. Say, 24 hours into outer space. And not just going into outer space like a human would in a spaceship, but a divine being would. That can be, gazillion light years away. We can't even conceptualize that in the mind. We can't even conceptualize it in on any level. It is so personal that you won't even understand what it means until you see or experience the shift in your life. So if we are tapping into the energy, say, of Krishna consciousness, because Krishna's consciousness is coming up, his birthday is coming up, Janmashtami, September 5th. So that's in about 5-6 days. And, you know, Dr. Pillai, he has a great little video. And, in fact, I was at the, I think I was at that seminar. Maybe I've seen this video so many times. But he gave, it's on Pillai Center and also on astrovet.com, where he gave a talk about how he himself was really against, you know, Vishnu's consciousness. When he was a kid, he grew up in Rameshwaram, which is where Shiva is. And so he just wanted to know God, and that was it. Just pay attention to enlightenment. Don't pay attention to anything else. And then recently, you know, I think it's not recently anymore. It's several years ago. And we had all gone, there was a trip that Mohini had organized, and Dr. Pillai was like, I don't want to do this. It's a Vishnu trip. We're going to go to 9 temples. Why did you do this? And then so there was just a smaller group that had gone, and he didn't even complete all the temples with us. We went to the 9 temples, and because each of the 9 temples represents a planet, and Vishnu is actually in the Vedic astrology, anyways. Because that's the study of the planets and how they impact us in our lives. Knowingly or unknowingly, they're doing it. Vishnu's energy comes as a planet, and it has to pervade all life forms, because his energy is all about sustaining life here on the Earth plane. So Dr. Pillai had said that, you know, in the past, I just didn't really get into Vishnu because it was all illusion, you know. We're going to just go, the main thing in life is just to go towards God. But you don't have to go so one-pointed, he was saying. Now he's really appreciating it. He never thought that he would to the extent that he has, because Vishnu's energy got into him. Because he's so pure, that consciousness came into him anyways. And then that consciousness is making him to have these great ideas about what he wants to do. And that is fulfilling, more fulfilling and more rewarding, because he's using that consciousness to create beautiful things for everyone and all his, you know, anyone who's following his teachings. They're starting to really come back to him and say, oh my God, I love this program that you did, you know, the Millionaire Yoga, the Midbrain Miracle Method, and you know, all the programs that you do that create wealth consciousness. Because I was feeling so guilty about being on my spiritual path, and I just thought, okay, God, you know, wants you to live in mediocrity and kind of just have enough to get by. And you know, he's always said, you know, we want to create wealth consciousness, but he's never wholeheartedly immersed himself in that himself. And I've seen him over the years, a couple of decades, where he's, okay, let's go for it, and then it doesn't take, and then let's go for it. So now he's attracting more and more people who are saying, yeah, I like this 200% life. And you know, so that's what's been going on for the past decade or so, or even a bit more than that. But it's, so if you, even if you are a little bit you know, hesitant, I just want to, you know, get spiritual and everything else, just dive into the Krishna consciousness, because it will say, hi, you can enjoy both. You really can. He, in fact, I was just in Niagara Falls the other week. I just drove down there because it's not too far from Toronto. And it was thousands and thousands of people. And they looked from all around the world. And I could hear the different accents, and I could see the different cultures. And it was quite incredible, because I was like, I grew up here. You know, I was away for several decades, and I came back for a couple decades. And every time I've gone there, it's never been like this experience that I just had recently. And I thought, oh my God, this is I was backtracking and going, well, Dr. Ply was in Niagara Falls just a few years ago, and he did this big event where he brought in Radha consciousness. Now, Radha is Krishna's consort, and without each other, it's like the yin and the yang, the male and the female. They are so intertwined with each other. They can't function without each other optimally, let's just say. So this we had a full-on seminar. It was just incredible. And then he brought in the Radha consciousness. And that was because the water at Niagara Falls, it's like a power spot. It's a wonder of the world, a natural wonder of the world. So the power of the goddess comes through the water. And so when I was just recently there and I'm walking along and I'm seeing people, just like thousands of people on the streets, packed. You couldn't even walk on the streets. And then right by the falls, you know, people were going in the boats, the Maid of the Mist, and they're going to the falls. It was like this, the Radha's energy, this consciousness was pulling people. They don't even know why. But everybody's smiling, everybody's happy. And we're just looking at the falls. There's no entertainment. There's nothing going on except the falls. So, you know, the consciousness is there if you can see it. And I was taking pictures because Dr. Ply says, take pictures at these power spots. And so I was just randomly taking pictures around, and you know, in the sun coming. And wow, it's incredible beings and orbs and all these things that he has revealed to us over the years to find this. These are the signs. These are the confirmation that the divine is, you know, working to give you, working through these, this technology, modern-day technology, cameras, cell phones. And it, you don't have to have, like, a fancy camera. Just put your cell phone, click. My God, you'll see tremendous. And then I was doing mantras, and all this energy was coming into me. And I thought, wow, this is really something. And then I saw an astrovedal, I said, oh, Krishna's birthday is coming up. So it's kind of like you're getting ready for this time, the consciousness, if you're tuned in, you know, all of a sudden you will just be pulled to somewhere, or, and it doesn't have to be that everybody jumps in a plane or in car and everything else and gets to the Niagara Falls to experience it. You might go to just your local Krishna temple, or even if you don't do that, you can go online and participate proxy, because that is the thing that's for your soul. It's not necessarily for your mind or your body, you know, your intellect. Although the more you immerse yourself wholeheartedly and from your whole being, every aspect of your being, you're going to get more out of it. But if you're really tuned to the soul, and then you just know what kind of information it needs to remove a layer so that that soul's consciousness can be revealed, and then you're in alignment with that natural occurrence. So when Dr. Plyde said, you know, I'm really into this now, and it's true. So if you are doing any of the practices or teachings, like we're going to immerse in a meditation practice in a couple of minutes, and then we're going to experience something that maybe some of us have experienced before. Some of us might not even know who Krishna is. And I don't think anyone really can know everything about any one of these archetypes. But what you can know, or what we all want to get to, that sort of the bottom line is, okay, there's so much knowledge, how can we absorb all that? We only have so much time in the day, and my head would explode if I had to read all about it, study all about it. So if you're drawn here at this moment in time, chances are you've had lifetimes of being immersed with these deities, these archetypes. That's why you're being drawn to Dr. Ply's teachings. It makes sense to you on some level, and you're curious, but you don't want to get into full-blown study, and you don't want to go right into it like a spiritual aesthetic where you've shut the world out and you become totally depressed, because, you know, that's doesn't feel right for you in this lifetime. after some time, or things aren't manifesting because you're too spiritual. No wonder they won't manifest. So you have to do a little and then get make your life be heaven on earth. In fact, that's what we're all here to do. We're here to create a better reality for each and every one as an individual, and then, you know, have that spill over into our families, our communities, and, you know, the world around us. The divine will be so happy in all those realms. Hey, great, the more the merrier, let's pour the consciousness into them. Hey, and look, they're gathering from all around the world, and the spirit doesn't need to have a, the earth is a classroom to them. So we're actually all coming into the classroom without us knowing that we're in a classroom. In the sense that the divine beings are going, okay, earth is the classroom. So if you feel like, oh, you know, I'm you know, in Africa and Sutrita's in Toronto, or I'm in India and Sutrita's in Toronto, and we're not connecting. You are. You're tuning in. With the spirit moves beyond physical boundaries, you know, physical surroundings than the physical body. So are connecting at that soul level. The soul level is not the individual soul, although that's kind of like the entry point of awareness. So anything you're anytime you're cultivating that awareness or making that to be your focal point of your thinking, then if you just think soul, and you go in and that soul starts to talk to you. Now, people don't go around and say soul, you know. They chant these mantras because the mantras have more power than the English word. So the mantras are the beings will get into that at that soul level of each and every one of us, and we'll ask Krishna consciousness that, if you can imagine, this is how I imagine it anyways, and maybe other people have other ways, but Krishna's consciousness goes beyond, you know, September 5th on the Gregorian calendar. His consciousness is always coming in. It's getting closer and closer and closer and closer, so it becomes more in alignment with the timing that is happening on the earth plane. So this timing is September 5th, X marks the spot. Great. So his consciousness is surrounding. So if you can imagine, you know, you can imagine a figure of Krishna. If you don't know what that looks like, just imagine a big energy force field around, you know, circulating the whole, surrounding the whole earth, and, you know, and not just top, bottom, you know, not just the cardinal directions, but surrounding the whole surface of the earth and moving around it like it's, you know, swirling around and penetrating and doing kind of like a dance. If you want to look at it that way, or you can look at it like a blast of energy, however it works for you, however your imagination can connect to that energy. It might be like party on, it might be like groovy, it might be jazzy, it might have a different kind of rhythm, it might be classical music rhythm, you know, it might be like blasting, you know, bomb blasting rhythm, whatever that is for you, be playful with it, because the divine is saying, you know what, we got to shake your consciousness up. You're creating your own obstacles to your own path, and you're blocking that consciousness coming through. And I totally can understand, I can totally relate to each and every one, because I came from a very strict you know, religious background, and it was had so many restrictions. I was like, oh my God, when can I get out of this? It was just too restricting. And so then when I got exposed to world religions, I was like, wow, okay, I get it. There's something out there that's not just boxed into these different institutions. And it doesn't matter to me, because now I can go across the board to any place, any holy place or any vortex, and just or any natural place like Niagara Falls or the woods that I walk in, and just commune with the essence that is coming through, that which is hidden behind the scenes, that which is like a cult. A cult means hidden. Doesn't mean, magic and all that stuff. It can, but that's not what it's about. It's what's hidden, even in our everyday life. Just as you're listening to me now, close your eyes and just feel something that's beyond what you are doing right now. And feel something that's maybe there's some energy, maybe there's a feeling, maybe a thought comes, but something, because you're immersed, we're all immersed in this classroom together on the earth plane. Dr. Pillai, his energy is pervading through this time slot. And his energy is really readily available, and his energy is going to teach you at the soul level, because you'll get in the way. We all get in the way. I would get in the way of it all the time. I don't get it. I'm analyzing it till, to death, to paralysis. I was paralyzed by why, what, how, where, and all the rest. And then that had to explode and blow up. For me anyways, because I wasn't getting it. It's a slow learner. But once I understood that, I see the pattern. There's a rhythm here. It's like nature. It's like seasons changing. These divine beings, just like Christmas comes and Easter comes and, if you're not Christian, then Eid and all the, if you're Muslim or, all the Hanukkah, all the different aspects of different religions, the times that that people tune in, it's because they're asking, based on their culture and based on their beliefs, that there's an energy available that's really, the spirit is moving. It's moving through, and that spirit is beyond everything that we know about ourselves, but really it is ourselves. And if we can just grab a piece of that energy at that time, even if it's going on for a week or 2 weeks or a month in some cases, it only takes, as Dr. Pillai says, 4 millionth division of a second to grasp that energy and pull it into us, that consciousness, and pull it into us. And that is the seed that grows. And does it grow over a long time? For some of us, like I was saying, I was blocking it, watching it grow, pulling it out, checking it, and putting it back in the ground. That's not going to work. Just let it be there and keep cultivating, keep enjoying it. Anticipating, it's going to pop out. Not digging it up and checking it, So allow it to grow, and that can grow really fast. If you just leave it alone, let it grow, talk to it, pray for it to grow, keep it, keep saying what it needs, keep in communication. Okay, I got to give you some water, got to give you some sunlight, got to give you some, some fertilizer or some plant food, whatever it is. But then with the mantras and then communing with these divine beings at their special times that they come to the earth plane, it can happen instantaneously, because whatever it would take to grow that wealth garden inside of us in earth plane years could be a long time. And if we're blocking that and saying, we have to wait because this is earth plane years, then that's fine. But if you tune in, at the time that, Krishna consciousness is coming in, I want to be able to instantaneously manifest and do it with joy and do it with a dance and feel that. And not just think about it, wouldn't that be great to dance? Or wouldn't it be great to be happy? It's just pouring through. You cannot not dance and be happy. And I'm not saying dance and doing a jig or some sort of dance. I'm saying that you're going to feel that movement coming through you, and it's going to want to you to be dancing towards the things that are going to make your life more enjoyable, more fulfilling. And people are going to feel that energy in you, and they're going to want you to be a part of their projects or on their team, on their job. And we always talk about what, like our work, but it's like what we do in life for at least 8 hours and, you know, a couple of hours on either end getting ready for work or getting, you know, coming back. So most of our day, our waking state is in what we do. And it doesn't mean you have to go to a job, or you can, it can be if you're a mom or a dad that you have to stay home with the kids and, you know, bus them around or, you know, taxi them around, drive them around to their things. And that's your work. That's your purpose. That's what you're doing. So how to make that more joyful, more fulfilling, more rewarding, and have the means to, you know, keep them going if that's the thing that you're doing in your life. So we spend all that time, instead of spending it as, okay, I got to get this day over with so I can go do my spiritual practice. Krishna consciousness will, you know, bring in that ability to make it flow really smoothly. Things will happen easily. So you'll really enjoy it. And then, as the life is changing, the dance might change. Maybe you'll have someone else driving them and you'll go back to work, right? Or maybe they'll be old enough to go, or there'll be carpool, something, you know? So be open to the possibility that your life doesn't have to be so narrow, you know, like the horse with the blinders. To some extent it does, you know, you don't want to be ADD going here, going there. But as far as opportunities go, you want to take the blinders off because your focus is, you know, you're not going for all the things that are going on around you. You say, okay, I've learned from that, I've learned from that, I've learned from those people, I've learned from that situation, I've learned from this job, I've learned. So that's how we are as we age. You know, just over several decades, and oh my God, I won't do that again, or I can't do that, or, you know, we have that experience, so then we can make wise choices. But how to make wise choices as we're going along is the key to life, right? So we want wisdom to come through, not just what we're learning in books and, you know, traditional texts and all this other stuff for the answers. We know what the answers are. We just have to be able to have some other divine inspiration flowing through us to take those answers and apply it to what we're doing in the moment. So Krishna consciousness is going to pervade on the earth plane, and it's going to help each and every one of us to understand in our lives and wake up that which is within us, deep within us. Maybe it's even not so deep. It's, we know it, but then we are putting our knowledge in the way. We're putting our buffer in the way. We're putting our filter in the way. And that is preventing all of that great information coming in, that super intelligence. It's supernatural intelligence. It's not in our everyday life. But it's natural. It's natural to all human beings to express happiness, joy, and be able to say, hey, this is what I want. This is what I really, really want. And get into that and feel that energy. And then it will manifest when you are in alignment with it. We've talked about so many times, we've said, you can be ready. Someone says, here's $1 million. What's your first response? And be honest. Oh my God, really? What? Why are you giving this to me? Oh my God, I can't believe I have this. What have we done? That's a big no, 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 no. Right? Even though we're not saying no. Hey, yeah, give it to me. But then you go, oh my God, what am I going to do with this? I never thought about this. I mean, I have thought about it, but I don't know what, you know, that's not a readiness. That's like a neurotic, cannot believe, right? So the consciousness will get you ready for that thing to come. Otherwise, if the consciousness is there, you will dispel it. consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, you will do that. That's just the nature of you, of all humans, if they're not in alignment. So that's kind of like the subtle, you know, in more in-depth questioning that we can do. Oh, what would I do with $1 million or 2 million or 5 million or even $50? What would I do with that? Or 10 or 1? How am I feeling around that? Well, that's not enough. Oh, good. So in your life, look in your life, where are you saying that's not enough? Yeah, but. Okay, that's nice. Oh, I'm so grateful. That's not really going to do too much for me. See, we're kind of kooky, aren't we? We get a gift and then we negate it. That's not going to work for me. Don't give me that mantra. Okay, I'll try the mantra, but it's not going to work. If you're in that state, then Krishna consciousness will make you to believe it, just like it did for a spiritual master like Dr. Pillai. He's like, what am I doing? He didn't even complete the 9 temples, and Krishna's consciousness got into him and just said, oh yeah, watch this. And from then on, he's been creating like incredible things for people. That consciousness, because it's coming through him, anyone who goes to him through the teachings or the practices, they start to really feel this attraction to be wanting to be in the world and be doing more than just going after whatever they can for themselves, because they've already got it. And then they have fun in it, and then they are like examples or role models for other people to inspire them. All right, so mainly we're talking about Krishna, and if you can too, if you don't do anything and you can give sweets on Krishna's day, you can read about that on Asravet or Pillai Center. If you can give sweets to the needy, there's a offering or a service that you can do that through those two portals, so Asravet or Pillai Center. Do it, because you don't have to get out and go and buy the stuff and then go do it, find needy people in your neighborhood. Or if you want to, that's great. Go ahead and do it. Do it on that day and feel the exchange going on. You should do it because he really loves sweets. And the more sweets you can give, so the more sponsoring you can of the needy and give the sweets to the needy, then you'll feel the difference. I've participated in this over the years, and it's really fun. I've done it in person and then also through the services, proxy services. And I can feel this. It's kind of like, you know, you give sweets to kids. Oh, my God, they're just so happy. Even just they haven't even put it in their mouth. And they're just like, oh, yeah, sweets, oh, my God. And then they have them, and you know what happens after that. If they have too much, bam, 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 bouncing off the walls, right? So these are giving to kids who a lot of them have never seen sweets, you know. And it's so, when I've been to India and I've gone to the Hope Towns, the Hope Centers, in the villages, and you give them just a little bit of sweets. And their sweets are not necessarily like candies. It's like a sweet, like a sweet dessert that they would give. They make it in their own, if they have the money to do that, they make the sweets in their own villages and things like that. The ingredients, they can buy it and make it. And then, give it out. So the kids just go crazy. They're just, not crazy as in, uncontrollable, but they're just like, oh my God, like this is like a miracle. In their world, in a kid's world, that's a miracle, isn't it? So that gives them, what makes them to feel good, and what it does to each and every one of us is like, holy cow, that's like so simple to do. And that being in that energy of these lots of kids getting this at the same time, oh, wow, you see the divine. You feel the play of Krishna. And then that is so palpable that you will never, ever doubt it. And that energy will pervade you, even if you have your negative days. I'm having a bad hair day, I'm having a bad whatever day. You'll just call on Krishna, okay, make this, turn it around now, because I need something instant. I need to switch the frequency. And so when you start to do the practices or immerse in it, that's always going to be there. So that gets downloaded into you or uploaded into you, however you look at it, whatever way you look at it. And that consciousness grows within you. And you'll find that you'll be attracted, and you'll be looking for that, you know, guy with a flute and just playing. And you'll find, too, that kids, even strangers' kids, you know, so many times, I don't know what I have with kids, the karma I have with kids, but everyone notices, oh, my God, Suchi, the kids love you. And I go, I know, right? I'll be looking, and they'll start waving at me, and I'm like, hi. And the parents are like, hi, do you know my kid? No, don't. She's cute, though. Have a great day. You know, so it's something, because kids aren't too far from heaven, right? They've only been here, you know, what, a few years, and then they become teenagers, and then God bless them. We were all there at one point in time. But, you know, kids are only a few years coming from heaven, so that consciousness is still in them, and it's still very pure and very innocent and very open. And they see, they don't necessarily know who you are in the physical, you know, body and who, the relationship and all the rest. They just see something. And it's that consciousness that's coming through. It's the consciousness that's saying, hey, this is a divine play. How you doing? Hey, how are you doing? And so it gives me hope that we can express and experience that as adults. You know, growing up, you know, phonemic intelligence is the program now that I just saw it on Pillai Center. They're offering it as a home study, and that's because of all of you. Everyone in, who has been following Dr. Pillai's teachings, and they've been wanting to get involved with phonemic intelligence, but they don't have the time to take it on as a project and go to a school and all the rest. They just want it for their kids. And maybe they're, you know, the kids in the neighborhood or the kids, the cousins, you know, the kids within the families. So now it's available. You can get it on Pillai Center. I'm just looking at it. Where is it here? Yeah. Yeah, it's on the rotating banner. So if you go to Pillai Center, it's there, and it's called the new. It's introducing the new standard in learning, education, and behavior enhancement technology, phonemic intelligence, the home study program, and basically, it's what they're saying is that it commonly found in schools today is one size fits all model. That's been structured without taking into consideration individual needs. It excels at preparing students academically, but often missing are consistent ways to develop natural intelligence, encourage innovative thinking, and nurture healthy social and behavioral conduct. So this is, it's created a large gap between and a desperate need for students and teachers and parents who yearn for a more comprehensive educational program that addresses the students' individual cognitive, emotional, and behavioral needs and then empowers them to thrive in all areas of life. So that, to me, when I read that, it's just like, no kidding. I mean, look back to when we were sitting in school as kids and going, there's something missing here. This, okay, yes, you know, Mary and Sally and this and that. But you're just like, something's missing here. This is not right behavior. This is not a learning environment. And especially if kids are coming from backgrounds where there's a lot of turmoil or, you know, challenges in the families. I mean, who doesn't have that history? or who doesn't know about somebody who has that kind of history. So it's not a mystery anymore. This is what is happening across the board. So we need to be able to find that center inside of us. Phonemic intelligence will do that. So it's not just available now for the kids, although you can say, oh, I'm getting it for my kids. Get it for yourself. Get it for yourself, because these sounds that only takes, like, I don't even know. I can't. The kids that we did Super Kids program here about 15 years ago, that was the start of the one version of the phonemic intelligence. And we were doing it with the kids, and each kid was guiding the other kids through simple technique, which was about 2 minutes. And we did four of them. There were four core techniques. And 2 minutes each, and these kids, unbelievable. Their parents used to come and pick them up and say, what did you say to my kid? When it came home and started doing his homework, cleaned his room, her room, helped cooking. You know, it's just, I said, well, they just did their little practice and hung out with each other and rolled around and did what kids normally do. And here they are. So, and then that has built these kids, you know, these kids that continued on for all the years. Now they're going through college and they're going around the world and doing great things. But then, you know, so this is what is available for us. And we can it's so easy to do. You can't say, oh, I don't have time to meditate. This is a powerful practice that will make you to be in natural alignment with what is happening. So you'll be totally tuned and you'll be like, ah, I need to do that. That resonates with me. I got to do this. And there's no doubt. And it doesn't matter what everyone around you is doing, like these kids that, the super kids, they'd tell me over the years, I said, how did you make it through teenage and you know, college, where kids are going and partying and doing all the things? Well, they just went and did what they did. I just talked to them about stuff, and I just carried on and focused on what I needed to do. And then I was attracted to other groups that were doing stuff that resonated with me, that was, you know, helping me to evolve. And talking to these kids, my God, I love you guys. You're making me so happy to hear that there is hope in the world of this generation, even if it's just a glimpse, you know. But they're going to plant the seeds. And that's what's happening. The golden age is coming. So this intelligence will do that for you, even if you've passed childhood like me for about 44 decades. So 5 decades. So don't feel like, oh, I've missed out. You haven't. You haven't. And you haven't misunderstood either. Just